this tubert is to try to get as much longevity out of your plant. Sounds like you got 10 years out of your plant so far. Maybe you can stretch another 10 or 15 years out of it by putting the right order of trustees. And maybe the beneficiaries, maybe you just got to make it's all equal. That's fine. As you continue probably paying for the educational expenses for the younger ones, and where the older ones, maybe their educational expenses are more paid than the younger ones. So those are the kind of things we think about. And, you know, if you have confidence in your children, hey, so do I. Well, there's my theme song. And that marks the end of another edition of Backyard Estate Planning. So good you could join me this Saturday afternoon. And I'll be back next Saturday, Lord willing, at the same time, and I hope you'll come join me then too. Don't forget, right, a couple of things. This show is being recorded and will be rebroadcast Saturday night, that's tonight, from 11 to 12 midnight. Join me again if you enjoyed the show that much. Second thing, don't forget we offer to you a chance to review your estate plan. If you have one, or if you don't have one, think about setting one up. Be glad to talk to you about your options. If you'd like to review your estate plan, or if you'd like to set one up, call my office, talk to the secretary. The office number 944-1554, 944-1554. And of course, today being Saturday, tomorrow is Sunday, right? We got lots to be thankful for. We really do. So go to church and thank God for what you got. If you don't have a home church, well, go find a home church. Yeah. You've been listening to Backyard Estate Planning. I'm your host and neighbor. I'm tax attorney Rowan Young. And until next time, we'll see you in the backyard. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Backyard Estate Planning. Rowan Young is a tax attorney practicing in Honolulu, Hawaii. To set up an appointment with Rowan, call 944-1554. That's 944-1554. Until next time, see ya in the backyard.
With the latest news.
The best way to honor the sacrifice of our fallen troops is to complete the mission.
This is AM 990 KHBZ, Honolulu.
From ABC News, I'm Gil Fox. They will keep up the drumbeat into next month. Protesters who marched in that big demonstration, several of them, in fact, around the country, including the 500,000 who marched in Los Angeles yesterday, are not giving up their demand that Congress hear their cries and abandon the idea of stricter immigration laws. The marchers, like Cecilia Esparza, who was in the Dallas protest yesterday, say it would do the United States a disservice.
This is why we came here to America. If they offer us a job, we came to do it. Nobody else wants to do it. Somebody has to do it.
The House bill makes it a felony to be in the U.S. illegally. It imposes new penalties on employers who hire illegal immigrants, and it authorizes the building of fences along a third of the border between the U.S. and Mexico. The Senate will begin to debate the proposals on Tuesday. President Bush continues to try to convince GOP congressional leaders to give some illegal immigrants a chance to work legally in the U.S. under certain conditions. Police in Seattle are trying to unravel the shooting rampage by a 20-something party guest. It was an all-night party, says ABC's Neil Karlinski.
Many of the people who were involved in this were actually dressed up with makeup and clothing to look as if they were dead. Now, that said, people involved say, listen, it's all just good, clean fun, nothing that would lead anyone to this sort of shooting. But at the same time, police are investigating and still really have no idea what was